This is the stuff. The other one, they have the question, they want the answer for that question. Go and find the answer, the answer. It's like that, it's complicated. So, it will bring in a paragraph. It's very simple. The question is, which side of this birdie is okay? And the answer is very simple. He will say, ha ha ha, it depends. It depends on what? It depends if it is which. Tell me what?
Which way it's facing?
No. If he is facing the city, he's all right. If he's facing the opposite, is not all right. What does that mean? Pay attention. First, read the three first verses.
One day, an inquirer said to a preacher, "O thou who art the pulpit's most eminent expounder, I have a question to ask. Answer my question in this assembly place, O possessor of the marrow. A bird has settled on the city wall. Which is better, its head or its tail?"
Then the reply again, another 2 words.
He replied, "If its face is to the town and its tail to the country, know that its face is better than its tail. But if its tail is towards the town and its face to the country, be the dust on that tail and spring away from its face."
Means what? Now you tell me. It's very simple, you have to remember only. He talked about the city and the peasant. You remember when he wanted to show you the meaning of civilization, there was this good man in the city and that fellow who in a very special situation remembers the fart of his ass, but he doesn't remember his friendship. Remember it? That's what he's referring to that. Huh, if philosophically, go there. Read it again. That's what it is. What I was talking about in this long paragraph was this, that you should know that in this book, you should know that in this step of enlightenment, what should happen to you? This is what it is. Your mentality should turn to civilization. Let go of those barbarian time, which is the old time, which is the gatherer. We are not gatherers, we are inventors. We are different. So let go of that. Did you see? So this is how you should read book 6. Pay attention, because he knows all those books, he has it in here, and he should have it in here. I remember the couple of years of studying here and there with different teachers and blah blah. Then I started to somehow remember it by not memorizing it. I developed a feeling through it. And this feeling led me to question. I told you, because I was a teacher myself and I was teaching the teachers the teaching way. So I sat down and I looked at it as a new book now. Then I realized that He is not a philosopher only. He is not a good teacher. He is master of teaching, and he had organized all of this very cleverly. How? First of all, poetic language. This is a man that up to 40 years old wouldn't like to read the poems. Suddenly he realized that that's the only way I could talk about this stuff. Yes, that birdie on your hand, which way is it looking? That's how you are. That's how he opens the book. A long, long paragraph to explain everything about Book 6, everything about the final step of enlightenment, which was what? Which was, there is some strange stuff in here which is not my talking or you listening and all of that. It's more than that, because let go of this division that your brain is making. There is no division. Is it? Everything is working together. Is there any division between this chair and the earth? If you say yes, you know nothing about gravity. When you know the gravity, then zip it. All are working together. Not the visual stuff that we see. All these invisible stuff that which is going around and around, and the stuff that we don't know, because what you see is only 5% of existence. Whatever you could see, not whatever you see, whatever is visible is less than 5% only. The rest we don't know. There are all the big stuff that we call it black hole, black stuff, dark matter, blah, blah, blah. Because we realize that this is a big system. Don't forget that it's working together. It's not by accident that I am here. There has been a plan. That plan which put the first living creature on the earth knew that a couple of millennia later we should be here, and we are here. That's what it is, isn't it? So we said, with all of this, we should put aside this dividing, look at the totality, and this totality is one movement towards something. That's why we all talk about this thirst and the water. But do not make a conclusion that the water, okay, more, better. No, there are water who could damage. At the end of the day, there is only one thing. Understanding these growth and understanding our part in it. Because we are a part of this. Hopefully next time, inshallah, we will start to read it normally and talk about it normally. I wish I was a young fellow. If I was young, I would try to somehow extend this explanation, because these are the last words that you will hear. When it is finished, you are supposed to know everything, inshallah. Thank you. Merci.